the rest of the story. Jackie Cole was a vibrant, vigorous 43-year-old Baltimore woman with one lurking, lingering fear that one day she might fall seriously ill and require a machine to keep her alive. Jackie's own mother had endured a slow, agonizing death, was utterly incapacitated toward the end. Life was just not worth living like that, Jackie decided. So, she made her husband and her children promise that if it ever became clear that she would never live a normal, active life again, and she was hooked up to life support gadgetry, her family must pull the plug. Then one Saturday a few years back, it was 1986, Jackie was home with her children when suddenly she was stricken with a terrible headache and a numbness in her arm, and she knew instantly she was having a stroke. Jackie called to her children and then collapsed on the bed. And when daughter Christina hurried in, Jackie pulled her close. "I don't want to live this way," she told the girl. And moments later, Jackie lay unconscious. But this is the rest of the story. Jackie Cole was promptly hospitalized. Around her bed stood family and friends. It was impossible to think of her this way, comatose, helpless, with no real prospect of ever being otherwise. What she had feared most had come to pass. A respirator kept her breathing, but the awful mechanical rhythmic gasping sounds it produced seemed only to suggest utter lifelessness. The once busy, beautiful hands were curled under. The very blush of being was gone. Slowly, one pair at a time, the eyes of the living lifted from their gaze upon this marginal existence and regarded one another cautiously, fearfully, curiously, as though the same thought had occurred to each person standing there. This is not what Jackie would want. She had said so herself. Life was for the living to the fullest, she had insisted to all of them, not merely for surviving. If she were truly with them there now, if she could see herself as those who loved her saw her, she would not hesitate. She would reach for the plug on that infernal device and give herself the gift of peace. But then something remarkable happened. A family friend named John Evans, standing beside the hospital bed, spontaneously took Jackie's hand, and he called her name. And slowly Sleeping Beauty opened her eyes and smiled. The doctors, reluctant to reach beyond science, nevertheless would call Jackie's awakening miraculous. Her chances for regaining consciousness were perhaps one in a million slim. Jackie still has trouble walking, unassisted, and remembering some things, but she is alive and she is loved, and she is so grateful to be so. And particularly thankful that her last wishes were not her last wishes. She had wanted her family to let her finish dying when she started, you'll recall. And they were willing. After all, she had been comatose, all but lifeless, for a month and a half. And her Presbyterian minister husband meant to honor his wife's intentions. He sought a court order to get life support removed. Her Presbyterian minister husband had gone to court in accordance with her wishes to get life support removed, but the judge had turned him down. And the judge had said no just 6 days before Jackie Cole returned to the world. Now you know the rest of the story.